What's up, folks? Welcome to ninoscorner.tv. This is a big show tonight. I just got off with L.A. Marzulli talking about the multiple agendas of these craft, the non-human technology that's being used. We definitely agreed on many things, me and L.A., but one of them being is that this is a war against Christianity at its very, very core. And Bo Pony is going to help us clear this up with what we're seeing. Is this a distraction? What is it really that we're looking at? And the war that we are heading into come after Trump is inaugurated, correct, Bo?
Yeah, basically the chart cycles that I'm looking at is right after he's inaugurated, shortly thereafter, we're going to go dark, like ugly stuff's going to happen. And I believe it's a U.S. military conflict. So we're actually going to go boots on the ground or whatever, or military jets, whatever. We're going to go military right after the election. I don't think the day after, but shortly thereafter.
You mean because, after the inauguration?
Yes. Yeah. After the inauguration. Yeah. So right after the inauguration, shortly thereafter, probably the first week, best guess would be the first week-ish of February, we're going to start seeing U.S. get involved in military conflict because they're going to try to bring absolute chaos and pandemonium into the White House. They cannot let the truths come out because this is the completion of a 248-year cycle since the Declaration of Independence. So this is a battle to the death.
Awesome, folks. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked, folks. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. I wonder what else. He did this by just making one change, folks. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. And her body looks leaner and has more energy than she's ever had all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino or by clicking on the link below this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino. Click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple this really is. Just a reminder, folks, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 84 years old. And yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his methods by clicking on the link below and get started, folks. That's chuckdefense.com/Nino. All right, Bo, let's get into this. I'm watching everything happen right now, and I'm just in like disbelief. I was like, man, isn't, because I remembered in 2016, and Juana said this on my channel, and I think another person said this on my channel too. HRC said, is it when she lost in 2016? Is it time to play the alien card? And fast forward now, 8 years later, and I think it could be time. I mean, maybe they weren't ready to unleash the technology they're unleashing right now into the skies, but from what we're seeing, it seems to be ramping up and escalating.
Oh yeah, well, we're seeing it. We're seeing things happen. I look at things a little differently. As much as there's a lot of news going on, I try to not to watch the news too much, but yet I want to be involved to know what's happening. So I do pay attention. I don't know every single detail. So it's nice to listen to you and Juan, what you guys do as well too, because you guys are really much more into the details of things. I look more at the calculations of things because honestly, everything's calculated. And the reason is because from a scriptural standpoint, God wrote the end from the beginning, including the math and the timelines on things. So why is all this happening right now is because we're coming into an end of an era. So what we're saying here is that the Declaration of Independence, this is all about covenant that the founding fathers made with God. You see, so the founding fathers are gone, but the covenant stands because, as Kim Clement said, and we've played on this show before, the covenant that was made with God is immutable. So immutable by definition means unchangeable, stands the test of time, stands forever and ever and ever, regardless if the founding fathers are here or not. So God's going to come back and restore the covenant. But so this creates a huge problem because there's demonic entities ruling the world. You know, when you read scriptures, we battle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, you know, princes in darkness, right? So what we're seeing here is there's two principalities. There's God, the Father, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and God's been sitting on his throne watching evil do all this ludicrous stuff over all the years. And really, the pinnacle of all the evil began in 71. We talked about that actually on the show as well too. And what was that? That was specifically that project was a Project Looking Glass. We referenced that as well too, and we played the video on that. So if you want to go back, people watch our video that we did. But it was Project Looking Glass that let the demonic entity onto the world. And right after that, you had with Roe v. Wade, you had Bible taken out of all the schools. So basically, we're watching the degradation of society. And then this is the key here. We've seen that then from that point, Nixon took us off the gold standard in 73, 74, or 72. And then 74, we created the petrodollar contract with Kissinger. So all of this is a 71 to 74 issue. And then if you take 50 years forward, guess what you got? 2024. So why do you see the alien card being pulled right now? Because their last card they can pull is the alien card. And so that's why you're seeing this. And no, actually, the second to last card would be the two last cards, alien and war. So we haven't seen US go military yet. We're starting to see the alien stuff being discussed and referenced. But this is literally the completion of a 248-year cycle. We'll talk about when this cycle fully completes, because it does not end here on the 31st of December. It goes into next year. But this cycle of time is a time point where they're going to try to come out and expose, or they're going to do everything they can to not let the truth come out. Because the Bible says very clearly, and the truth will set you free. Who's you? Us, humanity, right? What's the one thing they don't want? They don't want to set humanity free, because what have they done? They've enslaved humanity with a fake credit system called a federal, not federal, reserve. There are no reserves. Note, and we'll talk about that as well too, because the Federal Reserve has been the root of all of this, because they love money.
And it seems to me like now that they've started this, they're not going to stop. In other words, now that they've started the drones, they put them out there, they've started playing this card, they're not going to stop. They're not going to just take their foot off the gas. I think they're going to go, it's going to escalate and build up with more intensity. Don't you believe that?
Sure. Well, what I've heard as well too, through the prophetic, is that here's the thing on the drones, right? If they were, I think you mentioned as well too, but if they wanted to hide these drones, if they wanted to really gather information and see what the heck's going on, they don't need lights on them. It's very simple. They don't need lights on them at nighttime, but yet there's lights in all the drones. Why? They want you to see them. The only reason for a light is they want you to see them. And that's the point. If you see them, you see all these weird things going on right now, it starts to create a confusion of what the concept and the idea of what, the one word, fear. But what does the Bible say? Like 300 and something times, right? 60 times, fear not. And so all the only thing Satan's got, it's like always John 10:10, evil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And with that is fear, right? So all they got is fear. Look what 9/11 is all about, fear. And so their concept to bring on, nothing like a good agenda, good fear event to bring on an agenda that they want to bring on. Because that's how it always works, right? With 9/11, boom, 9/11 happened. 2 days later, they bring out this thing, this thick called the Patriot Act that they just happened
Right.
right over the weekend, right? And they push the Patriot Act through. They give it a beautiful name. And so they use these events. So they're using this alien card right now to start to stir up fear and anxiety in people. That's what's going on. The stirring of a fear and anxiety, because we're actually heading into a very important time point, and that's the inauguration. Inauguration is the worst time in humanity for them, and yet it's the best time in humanity for us, because
This one is.
this inauguration, this is the inauguration of all inaugurations, because the prophecy stands with Kim Clement and several other prophets that Trump's going to have 2 terms. So I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the evil's agenda is, because God knows every one of their steps that the evil's trying to do and what they're going to do to not let him into office. So God's got it all worked out. He's actually sitting back on his throne and watching them walk into this trap. So as crazy as all the events going on, it's all a set up for the greatest strike by God. Actually, God's not even going to strike. They're just going to walk into a trap like a mouse, right? Walks in, grabs the cheese, and boom, they're finished. And that's what they're walking into. But the trap is set. They can't stop what's coming, because God already wrote the end from the beginning. This is a battle for souls, not for the end result. The end result's fixed. We win. That's a part of scripture. So who, what side of the fence you're sitting on, that's what's undecided. And so as evil as these people are, as sick as these people are, their whole, God's given them four years, or a window of grace, 4 years, a season to turn from their wicked ways. Because when God strikes, it takes one day. Literally, look what happened at the Red Sea. 24 hours, Pharaoh, who thought he was going to kill Israel and rule the world, next thing you know, it's the best example in the Bible, because then 24 hours later, he's dead, his entire army. And they're walking into a similar trap, and that trap is specifically set coming up for the next year. So we're very close, but all of this starts with them bringing this nation to its knees. And why? Because that's a prophecy. They will bring this nation to its knees. So people, as crazy and as scary as the stuff we're seeing with the aliens, or concerning as the stuff with the aliens, okay, we're also seeing, and remember, judgment starts in the house of the Lord. You're seeing several churches with the name Star have already beginning to fall. You see, so judgment starting in the house of the Lord. So we're seeing this transition from one era to the birth of God's kingdom. And as this is all happening, the aliens are showing up, or the drones first. Who knows if they're UFOs or whatever they
Yeah,
are.
UAPs. People are seeing
You.
UAPs, lights in the sky now. So they're being accompanied. And I feel like it's probably some kind of hologram technology from the drones. But I mean, who knows? But I just feel like, wow, they're playing the card. This has to be it. I mean,
When you say it, what do you mean? What would you reference as the word it? This has to be it.
oh,
Like,
that they're
what are you
desperate and
thinking?
they're playing their final move. This is their final. That's what I mean. Like, this is them going for an all-in deception. And one of the big signs to me, and I'm not saying he's good or bad, I'm not saying anything like that, but when Stephen Greer starts coming out and discussing these things and saying, you know, what he's saying, I think it's time, you know, and I always used him as a marker. Like, when he comes out and starts, you know, going on mainstream and discussing this, I always felt like he'd be the front man for this. And not, I can't decide if it's good or bad, but I'm just saying that in my mind, that was always a marker, and it's here. So watching this play out for me, I'm like, oh, all their pieces on the chessboard are ready, and here they go. And I'm just wondering, is it going to be before or after the inauguration? That, you know, I thought that the election would have been halted. I really did believe that. I thought there was going to be something that happens, and I'm sure a lot of my audience did too. But I'm not going to go on a limb and say, all right, the inauguration is going to be stopped or it's going to be delayed. I mean, anything can happen. But the big question to me is, do we get to the inauguration without them pulling something, or is it shortly after? Because I think there's a window here that they have to strike in, and it's closing. And it's closing fast. And I think they got to do, the other side needs to do something, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think, well, I can't argue with what you're saying, because again, this is kind of they're heading into a corner, which is like right behind you. This, and
Yeah.
at the very end of this, the only option, like I've said, is they've got war. They haven't pulled that one out for the United States yet. I do believe still that's going to come after the inauguration, maybe a week or two after the inauguration. We're going to start seeing maybe the first best guess. Not, somewhere first week of February, possibly the cycles are indicating that we could see a U.S. get into a military conflict.
But I
When I
mean,
say
Trump is supposed
military,
to, Trump's saying he's going to stop everything within a 24-hour window. But are you
yes.
saying maybe he gets in and, okay, something happens, a terrorist attack happens when he's in,
No
or?
idea. No idea. But the prophecy is that they're going to bring the nation to its knees, and then we will hear the sound of great victory. Secondly, what also happens is we're going to go, because we go military, Trump's going to bring it. Yes, you will bring it to a sudden end. So any military conflict with the United States, please, people know that this is not, you're going to freak out because it's going to get crazy, whatever's going to happen. But this is not like another Israel 1-2 year war or something. This is will literally, it's going to be called a short-lived war. Trump's going to bring it to a halt very quickly. You're correct about that. So that's how this is going to play out. It's going to be very short-lived, maybe 2 to 3 days, maybe one day.
But also, Trump has said in July that 4th of July, we're going to have a year-long celebration. So he must be
Yes.
anticipating something.
So let me go through that as well too. But that actually God revealed to me, this is the cool part. He actually showed me the calculations, and we were talking earlier about the 248 year cycle. So let me pull the screen up here, and we'll talk about that because this is really incredible how the math is working out on this. First of all, I just wanted to touch base on the Federal Reserve on the Jekyll Island. I've got this slide I actually made today because I thought we were going to maybe want to make reference this as well too, because we're coming up to December 23rd, 24th, and that's when all of this craziness happened. It all started Jekyll Island. People can go read the book by Edward Griffin. I think you've even had him on your show. But basically, it was, it's interesting that the six men at 6 o'clock at night decided to, the eve of Christmas Eve, decided to push through this Federal Reserve. They meet at the in Jekyll Island in November, 3 years before. So all of this is very interesting to bring on one thing, what's called a central bank. So one single bank to control the United States. So interestingly enough, the event itself was in 1913, called the Federal. So what other things happened? This is all 1913. So what else happened in 1913? Well, that's when the Federal Income Tax Act was enacted. And interestingly enough, the movie Jekyll and Hyde came out in 1913. Think about that, right? Jekyll Island, the movie Jekyll and Hyde comes out
Is
in
that when it came
1913.
out?
Yeah. Like, this is crazy. It just when I start pulling all this information up, and then the one president of the bankers hate is who ja Andrew Jackson, right?
Right.
Because Andrew Jackson basically said that these guys are going to cause a massive problem in the United States. So he basically couldn't stand the central bankers, and so they got the stories of what happened to him. So Andrew Jackson ties in with this equation, but it all comes down to this: the Federal Reserve of 1913. So the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, if you do the math on it, to 2024, incredibly, that's 111 years. So it's 1-1-1. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's a Trinity. That's this 24th of the year 2024. So there'll be 111 years. So we're about to see completion, an end to the Federal Reserve. And this all triggers next year. There's several and many prophecies about God bringing an end to the dollar. That means it doesn't mean the dollar goes to zero overnight. The prophecies are that it's going to lose about a third of its value overnight, and that's going to cause complete and utter chaos. But also, what it causes is the dollar is how what they've used to fund all these wars. Look at the money going off to Ukraine all the time. Okay, it's always been about the money. And also, I want to bring note about the Federal Reserve Act. This is interesting because what did they just do like a couple of days ago? And they're talking about shutting the government down and everything. Why? Because they brought out this book that was literally what 18 inches tall. Of how many pages was that? And what did they try to do?
Over
Push it
1500
through.
pages or something like that, right?
And try to do what? Push it right through before Christmas Eve.
Before
You
Trump
see
gets
how?
in there as well.
Yeah, but they're doing the same thing they did with the
Right,
Federal
right.
Reserve Act, because what are they, see what I'm saying? So what they, because everybody's not paying attention anymore. They want to go home and spend time with family. So they come out with this massive amount of read. No one's going to read it. So they're hoping everybody just signs it and pushes it through. That's what they did with the Federal Reserve Act. So check this out. So the Federal Reserve Act, it was finally, the final vote was 43 to 25. So it was a difference, a win of 18 by 18 people. Okay. But 28 senators hadn't showed up because they were gone. On.
Jeez. Yeah.
Think about that, right? So they were gone for Christmas vacation. There were a total of 96 senators. 18 didn't, 28 never showed up because they were gone. And so there was less people to control, and they pushed through the Federal Reserve Act. And again, who even knows if
I
these
don't
numbers
understand how
are
that's even
correct?
legal. I mean, obviously it's our government, but I'm just saying, like, it would seem to me that at least, they would all have to be there. Maybe if a couple or a few are not there, but you'd have to have majority of the senators there. I don't know. I just.
And think, oh, hey, you're right. Everything should be honest. But what have we seen in the past 4 years about the word honest and the word government? They don't
Yeah.
seem to go well together.
No, they don't.
They don't. It's a joke. It's a complete and utter joke right now. Look at a presidency. Like, all of this is a complete joke. So they do it. They do things in darkness, in shadows, and this is how they operate. So, and then, what's Woodrow Wilson, the guy that signed it, his last words were, he regrets signing it. This is his last words. He goes, this is going to ruin our country. Well, look what's happened. Look what's happened, right? And so you have the central banks. It's the same thing. The central bank, the Bank of England, is exactly the same thing as the Federal Reserve. So these are the central bankers. They got the Bank of England, they got the Federal Reserve. They basically control humanity. This is, and the one family that bowed, that there's a lot of families, but the top of the food chain, family for this is the Rothschild. Why are you so Roth, my child? That's scriptural. And so it's interesting that the guy's name is Roth, the family's name is Rothschild, but these are the richest banking family in the world. So this is what we've got going on, and money's been the root of all evil. They love it, not the having money, the love of money, and they love money so much that they've used it to buy and pay off anybody, everything throughout Hollywood, political system, everywhere. And so everything is now controlled because why? Scripture tells us we battle not against flesh and blood, but worldly governors and princes and darkness. This is what's going on in the world. So back to the timeline of things. I was on your show, Nino. And we talked about the Star of Jacob. And the Star of Jacob manifests September 27th, 2024. We also talked about on your show in reference to the Revelation 12 sign. We also talked about this one here. Remember the eclipse? So I'm just showing you these things. So the Revelation 12 sign, Star of Jacob, and the eclipse. All three of these are relative to 4th of July. What do you mean, Bo? Everybody pay close attention. This is what the Lord revealed to me. So, Nino, let me ask you a question. Childbirth, children are born, they get conceived, and how many weeks later are they born?
It's 9 months,
40.
actually. I don't, how
Nine
many weeks?
months? Four.
40?
Yeah, it's 40 weeks. Okay, so 40 weeks. And so, everybody pay attention here. Okay, so this is what I'm showing. I want you to so clearly to see here. From the Revelation 12 sign, way on the left here, you do 2,595 days. I've talked this about Nino's show before. October 31st was key date. And then on the sixth day, the Israel war was won. On the sixth day is the last day of the week. On the seventh day, you rest. It's called the Sabbath. On the seventh day, from October 31 to the exact day, Trump won the election on the Sabbath. It was over to the exact day using the Revelation 12 sign. So Revelation 12 sign 7 years ago predicted Trump's win to the exact day. Secondly, we talked about the US eclipse. Okay, so we got the eclipse right here. Well, we're going to now use a thing of childbirth, 40 weeks. US eclipse, 40 weeks, takes you to inauguration.
Jeez.
This is wild. Okay,
It is wild.
US
Everything's
eclipse.
mathematical.
Yes. So when I'm done showing you this, you're going to go, wow. And now you'll start to understand what time window we're in here. So US eclipse was a sign because Luke says there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. So 40 weeks from the US eclipse is inauguration. 7 months from the eclipse was Trump winning. So I said the eclipse is a marker for the election, and Trump won the election. Now this is the other one, Star of Jacob. So Nino, here's your Star of Jacob right here. Star of Jacob was September 27th. Here it is. September 27th, 2024. From September 27th, 2024, 40 weeks, the 4th of July.
Interesting. So that's when the year-long celebration will be.
Yes. So the year-long celebration
I'm right.
begins
He did
this.
say that, correct?
I didn't hear it. I've heard it from you, and I think one other person about him saying about something about the 4th of July. I have not heard that. But I have done the calculations, and I'm just finding it fascinating that the 4th of July is 40 weeks to the exact day from September 27th, 2024. Again, I'm going to repeat, to the exact day. This is crazy. How would that happen? And remember the 248-year cycle. So the 248 years from the Declaration of Independence, we've talked about this. 248 years, Declaration of Independence is what?
Was
Is July 4th, 2024, is year 248. So when does year 248 end? It ends July 3rd, 2025. The day before. So July 3rd, 2025 into July 4th is the rebirth of America, which means all hell breaks loose. This is the time of ju this is the time of, Joel says the great and terrible day of the Lord. We're going to see that in the window between inauguration and
All
the
right,
fourth of July.
so you said something that something was important that was going to happen Christmas Eve this year, correct? I thought you told me
And
that. You
right,
said the
and so this
24th, that was an important date, but So we're looking, what you're saying here is that we'll see something after inauguration.
Well, first off, there's still several prophecies, and my cycle chart is still pointing to and Christmas into New Year's. We're supposed to see cryptocurrency still jump vertical sharply. So, what would cause that? Just like when we saw Bitcoin jump in November, it was the election. So, there's still a huge probability for a Christmas surprise. Okay, so next week we still could see a Christmas surprise of some sort. And I find it interesting because that correlates directly with this craziness that happened 111 years ago. Okay, so the 111 year mark for the Federal Reserve ends on the 24th, Christmas Eve. So, and the year 112 starts for after the Federal Reserve, or is it year one, right? Is it the start of something new? But there's several prophecies about a Christmas surprise. So how this all plays out, we're watching together, but I still believe we're going to see something before New Year's, before into Christmas, into New Year's. We're supposed to and could highly likely see a very, very powerful move in the market. Something began to happen here as we're in Christmas, as we're in Christmas happens, and also then into New Year's. So it's very, the year's not over yet. The year is not over yet. Christmas, again, is a very important time point. There's also something we call the winter crux. Actually, I forgot to br but let me bring this up, okay? So this is important because it's called the crux. A crux by definition is a decisive time point. I'm going to repeat. Crux. Go Google this word. Webster's Dictionary. It's a decisive time point. In this case, it's a causes a cross formation in the heavens. So we're seeing is called a southern crux. This starts tomorrow, the 22nd, and for 3 days, so the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, the sun it stays parallel. It doesn't it rises and sets at the exact same time for 3 days consecutive, starting tomorrow.
Isn't today the shortest day of the year, or is it tomorrow?
Yes, because we started winter. We started winter today, the
Okay.
21st. And then starting tomorrow, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th are the shortest days of the year. It's 3 days consecutive. That's how the whole thing works. And it's forms what's called the winter crux, or the southern crux, the winter solstice, the shortest time point. And then what happens? Starting Christmas Day. So that would be the 25th. They call Christmas, you know, they call it this, you know, they worship the sun, lowercase s u n, sun. Okay, so they worship the sun god. Remember Pharaoh, Egypt, the sun gods, they worship the sun. We're starting fall, seeing the fall of these churches that have the word star in them. You know, that's all references to stars or suns. So we're starting to see this fall of the fall of the suns, the stars. And then secondly, Jesus Christ is he's the Son of God. So he's capital S-O-N. So it's an interesting play on words. So is God going to use this time point? And because on the 25th, this is important, the 25th of December is the first day of more light for the next year. So in other words, it starts the day of more light, the 25th. And remember what the Bible says about light. It exposes deals done in darkness. So does something get exposed? Does something start to happen the 25th onwards? We're all watching together, but it's a very interesting time
I'm wondering if it
point.
has anything to do with these drones.
Yeah, well, I'm just giving you time points, everybody, to listen to. There's still a, so the prophecies about Christmas surprise. It's very interesting, but the Southern Crux, which is a decisive time point, you know, does this relate to humanity? But this is the completion of 111 years for the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. This ends the 25th. Would be the start of the next year. For the Federal Reserve Act. So, what does that all mean, right? So, God's prophesied he's going to just take down the dollar. Why? Because the dollar has been the root of all the evil. They've used it to enslave humanity. So, the dollar is the crux of all evil. So, it's very interesting when you start to look at the time window. So, we've got the time window of Christmas, okay, into New Year's. I'm still telling you, watch for a Christmas surprise. I don't know. And then after that, we've got the calculation for the inauguration, which is very powerful. 40 weeks from the eclipse. Very important, everybody. That's not an accident, okay? There is no accident that the eclipse manifests 40 weeks later. You got the inauguration. There are no accidents that that's working out like that. Absolutely impossible. And then my cycle charts are indicating, we're supposed to see right after that a U.S. military conflict, which causes precious metals to finally break free and explode vertical. I believe that event, everybody wants to know when that could happen. Very high probability as February starts, first week of February, we could see finally precious metals break free. So you have a very small window still to accumulate some precious metals because the gold and silver are mine, saith the Lord. So when God flips the financial scale, he's going to take down the Federal Reserve at some point. It's going to happen very soon here. When the Federal Reserve falls, God's money explodes. And this is a battle because this is the Federal Reserve's money that they've used to enslave humanity. And then we see a collapsing of their money, which is used to
I
buy and
just,
pay off everybody.
I always thought that was going to happen off Trump's watch. If it happens on Trump's watch, I'm going to be pretty surprised, right?
Well, it's gonna play out in such a way that everyone's gonna know it wasn't Trump who did it. He
Right.
will be there to repair it. So I don't know. I always thought that would make sense to me too, that the collapse of the dollar would happen on the Biden watch. I've said it a few times. I don't know, but now if it's gonna happen on the Trump watch, God's got a beautiful plan how this all plays out. And also the issue being to understand right now is people are all like, rah-rah, joy, joy, Trump won, right? That's a huge problem because with Trump winning, look what happened when he last won, right?
Yeah.
It was 4 years of battle, fight, battle, fight, fight.
Right.
It
He's
was
got to be able to go
these,
there and clean house. So
but he's not
I'm
gonna be
wondering
able to clean house. He's not gonna be able to clean house unless God shows up because they're gonna do the same thing to him they did for when his first
if
time in office.
I
Okay.
agree.
So
I agree.
unless we get biblical, and this is where I want to play this video here. Unless we get biblical, Trump's gonna have the same battle he had the first time around, and it's not supposed to play out that way. And Trump's next term is supposed to be downhill, meaning God intervened and everything for him is downhill. He's cleaning house. He's taking care of business. Okay. Because now he knows all the players. It's all downhill. He's taking care of business. He's doing God's will to clean up like Cyrus, right? He freed Israel and he allowed them to go back and build the temple. So this is going to be a biblical time point. It's interesting as well, too. This morning, 3 a.m., God revealed to me, calculate from Trump's birth. From Trump's birth to this inauguration, 78 years, 7 months, 7 days. 78 plus seven plus seven. You know what that is? 92. 9/11.
Okay, all right. I'll bite
It's
on
just
that.
it. Like, just how does this work out? How does that
Okay.
happen? How does the inauguration happen 40 weeks from the eclipse? You see what I'm saying? How does all this stuff happen? Because it's by design, it's not random, because there aren't any coincidence. So that takes me to, let me play this video here, and this will give an understanding of the time window of that 6 months. Okay. So we've got from the inauguration to the 4th of July, kind of we can wrap it up there. But from the inauguration to the 4th of July is a critical time point, with 1 month being the most important month in human history in the Bible. And that month is April. Month of April is the month when God has intervened on humanity so many times. I want to reference this and I'll play the video. In the month of April, which is basically the reason it's April, it's called 15 Nisan. So Jesus died on 15 Nisan and he rose 3 days later. Okay. But his death was on 15 Nisan. Jesus' crucifixion, Isaac was tricked to bless Jacob, Gideon's 300 army, an angel killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. Haman came to and he tried to convince the king to wipe out the Jewish nation. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. Belshazzar drank from the vessel, golden vessel, and that night he died and his whole kingdom came to an end. The fall of an entire kingdom happened on 15 Nisan. 15 Nisan this year is in April. And so let's listen to the video because we played a video. Everybody go back and listen to our last video. We had Amanda Grace, and Amanda Grace stated, because you've had her on your show, amazing prophet. She said very clearly in the video that we played, if the pharaohs of this world, the sun gods, sun worshipers, if the pharaohs of this world want a demonstration of my power, a demonstration they shall receive. My first, when God's first strike comes in April, and another shortly thereafter. So now listen to what Kim Clement is saying right here about a time window of 70 to 100 days. And the 70 day to 100 days, you're going to be surprised what window of time that is. And it all starts on a day that he calls, that God called, the 21st of January. That was the time point of Project Looking Glass. 21st of
Interesting.
January is the day after inauguration. So let's have a listen to what Kim is saying here, because the time window is really cool and not possible unless it's by design. So here we go.
I saw a python, and God said, between the 70 and 100 days, it shall begin, the strangulation and the destruction of this will begin, and it is going crazy. It is manifesting throughout America because it is dying. Now, you may not understand spiritual warfare and Diablo and Satan and demons and darkness, but it waits for an attraction, it waits for an invitation. And as I've said, there's been great division. But also, it was spoken of that beginning January 21st, there would be a period, and between 70 and 100 days, the spirit of Pythos will be destroyed if the people act accordingly. This spirit is doing its utmost to destroy as many states as possible, make its mark. It'll be leaving. I wore this purposefully. It's the gold. He spoke to me about watching the gold as a sign.
Some of you have said, where is the God of Elijah? Some of you have cried, where is the God of Elijah? Some of you have said,
so the spirit of Pythos is a constricting spirit that was led on the earth through Project Looking Glass, which we've talked about. That was in 71. That spirit begins to
Pythos, like
destroy.
a python.
Exactly. He's a constrictor, right? And as he controls, it's bondage. Python is bondage. So that spirit begins to be destroyed between the 70th and the 100th day. I thought it was last year relative to Roe v. Wade, but actually it's this year relative to the election. How interesting is this? And so 70 to 100th day would be April 1st to May 1st, did the calculation this morning. So I'm showing it on your channel here first. So, and that will be the entire month of April. In the month of April, on the 13th, he got Nisan 15, which is Passover. And then he goes, what is the sign? The sign is resurrection. A miracles like you've never ever seen. And so you know the math that I just showed you, 248. It's 1, 2, 4 times 2 is 248. The 248 cycle is what's from the Declaration of Independence to the 4th of July, 2025, the end of the year 248. So Well, what, how you create the 248 is 1, 2, 4, two times. So 1, 2, 4, or backwards, 4, 2, 1 would be April 21st, Monday.
Interesting.
The day before that is resurrection. So
isn't April
how
also,
is all of this happening?
Isn't April also the first month of the year? If we follow the correct calendar, isn't April the beginning of the year?
Yes, if you run the Hebrew calendar last
right.
year.
But that's so the correct calendar we should be following, right?
Well, we're going to find out because there are two calendars. So there's a Julian calendar, and then there's a Hebrew calendar, and then there's actually three calendars, even the Roman calendar. So there's a lot of confusion. But if we stick with just the Hebrew calendar in of itself, the Hebrew calendar last year, and this is very – we know we're right on this one because the eclipse was the 8th of April. Mm. The next day was the 9th, and that was the first day of the Hebrew year. Now, again, think about that. So you had an eclipse traverse North America, goes across seven cities of Nineveh. The year 7 years before that, it goes over America, going seven cities of Salem, right? All of this biblical stuff, crazy stuff going on. And then the next day, when it forms a cross formation on the 8th of April, the next day is the first day of the Hebrew year.
Wow.
Of the next. How is this
no,
happening?
And then
you run 40 weeks from that day is inauguration.
Yeah. No, it's so this is kind of, this is really gematria, right? Gematria?
Well, I'm sure gematria, definitely I have to look at the definition of gematria, but basically what it is, it's scriptural. There shall be, I would like to use the word signs in the sun and the Luke, right? There shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. And so you literally take the Bible, which is, it's a history book. It's a book about present, and it's a book about future. It's everything. It's a guide for life, right? It tells you what you should do, what you shouldn't do. That's why they want to get rid of it. But I'm just showing you the math in this that I've just literally laid out here. Come on. If anyone had tell me that that was by coincidence, all the math that I just laid out, you know, from literally the 4th of the inauguration going back 40 weeks, going back to Declaration of Independence, running these math cycles, and then just this year happens the day before 421 is resurrection. You know, how is all of this happening? It's just, it's not even possible. And the last piece I could even show you, which is like, how is this even happening? But check this one out. This is what the Lord revealed to me too, because it's all about covenant, right? So the covenant of the United States, God's going to restore the covenant. See, God has to step in and restore the covenant. So America's got to be reborn. And we've talked about this, right? It's the death of the last show, the death of the corporation and the rebirth of the republic. One nation founded under God the Father, under Jesus Christ, under the Holy Spirit. It's the birth of the latter temple. Okay, so what's about to happen on the 4th of July? People, it's the birth of the latter temple. But if you go from it ends on the 3rd of July, 2025. Circumcision is on the 8th day. So the most powerful time point is between specifically the 4th of July, but really the 11th of July would be when God finishes restoring the covenant. Because in the 4th of the circumcision, by definition, is the which is a symbol of a covenant between God and his people, and is considered a fulfillment of a divine command. Nino, what's the divine command? The Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal. The founding fathers went on their knees and they dedicated the United States to God. And so God is now going to restore the covenant, specifically starting July. And then we're having 1 year incredible celebrations are about to manifest. And this is going to lead us into what we thought was last year, but it's not, because the 248 year cycle says what? That the strange July we all thought, with Trump getting, you know, the right ear thing, you know, that wasn't strange July. That was strange, but that wasn't the strange lie, because we're going to see the fall of Mystery Babylon, the rebirth of America, come the 4th of July, worldwide celebrations. So this, what's going to be on the 4th of July
is
worldwide celebrations. Yeah, it's only beginning. And it said spring is a me summer's a mediator between spring and fall. So we're not even in spring yet. We're still in winter as we're heading into winter starting today. So the show's only started. We haven't even seen anything yet. And this is the key thing. It's about repentance. So remember, 40 weeks from the eclipse, okay? I want to finish this one. When Jesus, because we're stepping, this is Christmas, right? When Jesus was born, when he was born, before he was born, what appeared in the heavens? The star of Bethlehem. The star marks the birth of a king. Please, everybody, please listen to this. It's so important. The star marks the birth of a king. And so before God does anything, he says very clearly, there not might be or could be, no. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. He says that. God doesn't lie. So there must be signs before God moves, because he said it in scripture. So the star of Bethlehem marked the birth of a king, King Jesus, the king of the world, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. So, but this is a heading into a wedding, and so he's the head, but then there's still the body to be birthed. The body is the latter temple. In order for that body, which is the king, which is really the kingdom of David, because the body is the second, is the latter temple will be greater than the former. That's the kingdom of David in scriptures. So before the kingdom of David can be birthed, what has to happen, David? You got to have a star. So you have to, what's the star? We had one. It was a star of Jacob.
Jacob,
And
yeah.
yeah, so go back and watch our prophecies that we did in October. We talked the
Right.
star of Jacob. The star of Jacob manifests. Go watch that video, everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty bizarre. That's pretty wild.
And so 40 weeks from the star of Jacob, remember, and on that day, this is the key. You want to talk wild? Because it appeared on the 27th of September. What happened on the 20th of September? The North Carolina floods.
Oh, the hurricane?
Water breaking. Yeah, the water breaking.
Wow,
And
okay.
then this is crazy. And then you go 40 weeks to the exact day is the 4th of July to complete the covenant and to mark the birth of the kingdom of David. And therefore, yes, the 4th of July, by calculations from the Declaration of Independence on the math that God revealed using the 248-year cycle, says that this July is going to be worldwide celebrations because the America is
I want
born.
my audience to check on that, fact check that. Did Trump say the 4th of July was a year-long celebration? I could have swore he did.
Yeah, I don't know. And that'd be great if they can check on that as well, too, because I didn't
I
hear
like that
about it.
little
I don't listen
UFO
to that
over your
much
head too,
news.
by the way.
Yeah, because that's my book. You know, my book specifically talks about UFOs. What does it
This
say?
is
It goes,
crazy.
it says, The Great Deception. You know, it says right here, the great deception, and then the star, and then the UFO says the fallen. Because you know, they're the fallen ones. They're the 200 L that fell on Mount Hermon. And these are the
Did you
people
see the
that when
tornado just hit Mount Hermon?
really, no, I didn't pay
Yeah,
attention to
that
that.
just
Thank
happened a
you.
few days ago. The just massive tornado ripped through Mount Helen.
Mount Hermon.
Hermon, I mean, sorry.
Hermon, it
So
is,
you're
yeah.
saying Helen or Hermon?
No, it's Mount Hermon in Israel. Hermon. It was 200
That's the
two
one.
fallen
That's yeah, but
angels.
that's where the tornado hit. So I don't know why I was saying that. I meant
Okay.
Hermon.
Okay. Yeah. So
Yeah.
just know. So this is all about, you know, a battle. This is a spiritual battle, and what we're seeing is biblical things.
Where did
Matter
I
of
get
fact, we're
Mount
now living
Helen?
biblical times. So yeah, I didn't hear that. I'm
What
not
is
sure.
my,
Maybe
did you see, did I say Mount Helen or Herman?
you said Hermon first and then Helen second.
Okay,
So I'm
I don't
not
know.
sure
No, it
what.
was
Yeah.
Herman, yeah.
Yeah, maybe
All right,
the
Bo.
audience will know as well
I
too. But
appreciate you.
this is, yeah, this is all a battle for souls, people, and we're watching biblical things manifest. And again, they're going to use, I'm going to repeat it over and over again, because in the future we are going to have, not right now, in the future we're going to have a rapture, okay? And but the, I didn't want to use that word because
I
the
feel like
best
that
word.
UFO is going to suck you up.
When God showed me that, and it's interesting when you read the revelation, what God showed me, the word revelation. The L is right in there. It's L. So the L are in Revelation. How cool is that? It's so there's all these little details that God reveals about, you know, his beautiful story that he created
Oh,
down here.
man.
So there's fear not. There's a lot of crazies coming down the world. But again, all eyes on Jesus. If you know that fear is of the devil, so the UFOs and all this drone stuff, it's all of the devil. And Jesus Christ comes to give us life, life more abundantly. So all hell's about to break loose. Are we going to have a Christmas surprise? High probability. Something big go down the first week of
you
February.
Think,
do
you think any drone action happens during Christmas travel? I think so. I mean, I would imagine so. I don't fuck. I mean, I don't know, man. All right, Bo. Yeah. I appreciate you coming on, man.
The Great Deception is here, and they're working.
They're working overtime for it.
They're working overtime because what? This is beautiful. Again, I love Nino's Corner because they're working their way into a corner, and Nino will tell you when you pin a wild beast, because these people are alpha predators. When you pin an alpha predator into a corner,
they fight harder.
They're going to fight hard.
That's one of the most dangerous.
They got dangerous as all heck. And so the aliens are just one of the card, but they haven't pulled the war cycle yet. Or it's short-lived war, but it's coming. They're going to bring the nation to its knees, okay?
All right.
So it's going to be scary, but it's supposed to be because when Jesus died on the cross, everybody fleed except the women. You got to give it to the women. They're always there for us.
All right, Bo, thank you.
So God bless you, Nino. Thank you so much.
Stick around for a second.